This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Newly released documents show that the White House received more dire warnings than previously thought about the impact of Hurricane Katrina. One internal Homeland Security report, written shortly before the storm hit, predicted that New Orleans would likely be submerged by flooding for weeks and even months. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The warnings were prepared by an office within the Department of Homeland Security and forwarded to the White House Situation Room in the early hours of August 29th, the day the hurricane hit. The analysis said that a storm rated Category 4 or higher, the size predicted for Katrina, would likely lead to severe flooding and levee breaches in New Orleans. The analysis said this would cause billions of dollars in damage and disruptions for millions of people. And the report's authors said these projections were conservative. The documents were released as part of a Senate investigation into the government's handling of Hurricane Katrina, and at a hearing today, Joseph Lieberman, ranking Democrat on the Homeland Security Committee, said he was amazed that so little was done in response.
We have already learned enough to be not just disappointed, but truly infuriated by the poor performance of all levels of government.
He said the Homeland Security report and numerous other warnings should have been a wake-up call. He questioned how President Bush could be so uninformed when the storm hit.
That he said 3 days later, I quote, "I don't think anyone anticipated the breach of the levees," end quote.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan denied that the White House was unaware of the seriousness of the hurricane. He said that's why the president repeatedly urged residents to evacuate.
What he was referring to was that there is a sense by many, once the hurricane hit and had passed, that the worst-case scenario did not happen. There are numerous media reports saying that New Orleans had dodged the bullet.
But it was at least a day before top officials realized that was wrong. McClellan added that the president has already acknowledged failures at all levels of government. Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairwoman Susan Collins said today that one failure was the lack of follow-up to a 2004 government exercise in Louisiana involving a make-believe storm called Hurricane Pam. That exercise exposed many of the problems that eventually occurred during Hurricane Katrina, but Collins noted that the drill was repeatedly delayed.
I can't help but think that if Pam had been funded back in the late 90s or early in 2000 when it was first discussed, that the response to Katrina would have been better.
The committee released notes of a 2005 briefing involving Hurricane Pam participants who noted that evacuation planning was still incomplete. According to the notes, Jesse St. Amant, director of the Plaquemines Parish Homeland Security Office of Emergency Preparedness, said many residents did not have their own transportation and that there could be mass casualties. He told lawmakers today that he warned others at the July meeting that the city of New Orleans couldn't evacuate these people without federal help, but there was little follow-up.
We were under the impression that's exactly why we were there, to try to bring out these points of the mass infrastructure lack of capability and the necessary logistic support that would be necessary to move that many people outside of the risk area.
Still, other witnesses said the Hurricane Pam exercise, which projected more than 60,000 deaths from the storm, added to the urgency with which officials responded to Katrina, encouraging far more people to evacuate than had been predicted. The committee hopes to finish its investigation in March. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.